SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
L is yep, for the way
that's who you think it is. The Grimace mug. The Hello Kitty keychain. Barbie herself. For a limited time, your favorite McDonald's collectibles filled with memories and magic are now on collectible cups. Get one of six when you order a collector's meal at McDonald's with your choice of a Big Mac or 10-piece McNuggets. Come get your cup while you still can. And participate in McDonald's for a limited time while supplies last.
In this bulletin, the First People's Assembly of Victoria reveals it's ready to negotiate on a treaty with state government. IS claiming responsibility for deadly attack on Muslim mosque. And Indigenous and non-Indigenous teenagers preparing to compete in nations of origin. The First People's Assembly of Victoria has revealed it's ready to negotiate on a treaty with the state government. In 2022, a treaty negotiation framework was established to allow traditional owners to advise on priorities for their area and the Assembly to negotiate big-picture structural reforms. The purpose of a treaty is to acknowledge the sovereignty of First Nations and to improve the lives of First Peoples. Both the Assembly and government will require to satisfy the independent treaty authority that they are upholding certain standards. Local Indigenous leaders have called for governments to properly invest in grassroots solutions for Alice Springs instead of relying on curfews and more policing. The remarks come after the second curfew in Alice Springs this year in response to violent incidents. Arrernte man William Tillmouth is the founding chairman of the NT Indigenous Children's Advisory Group, Children's Ground. He told NITV's The Point that more resources need to go into prevention, such as the work Children's Ground is doing with early learning programs. Meanwhile, the Northern Territory Attorney General, Chancey Paik, says the police have the powers they need to respond to assaults, including knife crime, after an incident in Katherine involving an offender with an edged weapon. NT police allege a group of 10 youths unlawfully entering a residence in Katherine South. Officers are still searching for the offenders. Mr. Paik says he rejects the call by the Country Liberal Party for changes to so-called wanding laws involving checks for knives and other weapons in public places.
This is the same CLP that said the curfew laws are too punitive. So on one hand, they say curfew is too punitive, and on the other, they wanted to make it easier for police to be able to wand people. Police still have their powers to stop anyone and search them if they believe they commit an offence, will commit an offence, or are committing an offence. That gives them every power they need to stop and search someone.
IS is claiming responsibility for a deadly attack on a Muslim mosque in Amman. 9 people have died in the attack, including 3 suicide attackers. They fired on worshippers and exchanged gunfire with Omani security forces. More than 30 civilians and 5 Omani security personnel were injured. The attackers raised fears IS may be trying to gain a foothold in new territory. Kevin Rudd says Australian preparations for a possible second term for Donald Trump as President of the United States are well underway. Dr. Rudd, now Australian Ambassador to the United States, is in Milwaukee for the ongoing national convention of Mr. Trump's Republican Party. He says he's been in frequent contact with many people who may be key appointments of Mr. Trump if he gets back into power, including the potential next vice president.
Most recently, I've had a text exchange with Senator J.D. Vance certainly conveyed to him my comments immediately following the assassination attempt on Saturday. So I think you'll find there's a wide fabric of relationships between myself as ambassador and a vast array of individuals who would be likely to form the nucleus of an incoming Trump administration.
Dr. Rudd is dismissing reports of conflict between himself and Mr. Trump. In an interview in March, Mr. Trump said Mr. Rudd was unintelligent and that he had heard Mr. Rudd was a bit nasty. But Dr. Rudd says many people have made contentious remarks about Mr. Trump in the past, including John Howard and Tony Abbott, on the conservative side of politics. Federal Energy Minister Chris Bowen says nuclear energy and renewable energy are not compatible and Australians have to choose one or the other at the next federal election. Mr. Bowen will address the National Press Club in Canberra today. In his speech, he will say the incompatibility of nuclear and renewables means the federal opposition's energy policy is nonsense. He says their pursuit of nuclear energy to be delivered in 2 decades' time will wreck investment in solar and wind energy now. Last month, federal opposition leader Peter Dutton unveiled plans to take the next election to policy of building 7 nuclear plants at the sites of coal-fired power stations. Telstra has been fined $1.5 million for putting customers at risk of being scammed and falling victim to fraud. The Australian Communication and Media Authority says Telstra failed the required identification authentication for more than 168,000 high-risk customer interactions between August 2022 and April 2023. Companies like Telstra are required to protect customers by verifying their identities through multi-factor identity authentication before allowing them to proceed with transactions that could compromise their accounts, such as resetting passwords or requesting a replacement SIM card. Telstra has committed to having an independent consultant review its compliance with these rules and make improvements where needed. The Australian Olive Association has revealed why the price of olive oil appears to be so expensive recently. It says local production fills only half of the total demand for the product, and it's been affected in some areas by frost, routine pests and diseases. Chief Executive of the Australian Olive Association, Michael Southern, says the other half is sourced from overseas, where olive oil prices are at a high record level.
The majority of the imported olive oil comes from Spain, and Spain's experienced a drought for the last 2 years, which has really tightened supply. And so as a result, there's just less olive oil coming into Australia, and its supply is tight, and demand has kept up, so prices have gone up.
Spain has seen more favourable weather recently for the fruit, which should increase production and keep retail prices lower. The first Australian woman to become an astronaut, Catherine Bennell-Pegg, says she hopes her story inspires other females to pursue a career in STEM. The 39-year-old mother of two has recently graduated from the European Space Agency Astronaut Program, one of the final 6 to graduate from a process that involved 22,500 other initial applicants. Bennell-Pegg undertook her first public engagement since graduating in Sydney with a meet and greet with fans at Pitt Street Mall. She says her training was challenging but also rewarding.
So you have to be an all-rounder. So we studied science, engineering, like tradie stuff, medicine. We studied like expeditionary activities like winter survival, ocean survival, rescue. We learned to scuba dive deep in pools to practice spacewalk techniques. It's been a wild ride. Well, I passed, so yeah, it's doable, absolutely. Me and all my class got through it together. It was a great team spirit. And I look forward to maybe one day flying with some of them in space, we'll see.
And in football, Gareth Southgate has resigned as manager of the England men's team. Southgate has been in the job since 2016, presiding over some of England's most successful results since they won the 1966 World Cup. He took the side to back-to-back European Championship finals, a World Cup semi-final in 2018 and a World Cup quarter-final in 2022. And more than 1,400 Indigenous and non-Indigenous teenagers are preparing to compete in a round-robin tournament in Western Sydney. PCYC Nations of Origin is held over 4 days starting today and is a sport, cultural, education and leadership program held annually close to NAIDOC Week to recognise the history, culture and achievements of First Nations peoples. The sporting codes featured include the rugby league, football fives, basketball, netball and gymnastics. Jamie Owers is the operations manager for PCYC New South Wales. He told NITV, "It's amazing to see the impact of engaging youth."
Being in the South Sydney area, obviously we have a high Indigenous community there, and it's making sure that we have that community connection with the non-Indigenous members of our organisation as well. Making sure that we break down those barriers has taken a bit of time and taken a bit of effort. The young ladies in this case with the female team, there are different restrictions in regards to their attendance at school that they have to achieve, which is an 80% attendance rate, making sure that they're actual leaders of our community.
And now for a look at today's weather. Broome, sunny 30. Perth, showers increasing 22. Adelaide, a shower or two 14. Melbourne, showers 14. Hobart, a shower or two 10. Albury-Wodonga 15. Canberra, a possible shower 13. Wollongong, a shower or two 17. Sydney, much the same 19. Newcastle, a shower or two 19. Brisbane, partly cloudy 17. Townsville, sunny 24. Cairns, mostly sunny 25. Alice Springs, mostly sunny 16. Darwin, sunny 30. And the Torres Strait Islands, also sunny 29. And that is NITV Radio News.
L is yep, for the way
that's who you think it is. The Grimace mug. The Hello Kitty keychain. Barbie herself. For a limited time, your favorite McDonald's collectibles filled with memories and magic are now on collectible cups. Get one of six when you order a collector's meal at McDonald's with your choice of a Big Mac or 10-piece McNuggets. Come get your cup while you still can. At participating McDonald's for a limited time while supplies last.